This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, with the day after, enshrined in America's religion of consumption as a day off to buy things for the holidays. The National Retail Federation is forecasting that retail sales will grow 6-8% this holiday season compared to last year. But it's a complex calculation. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Retailers have some reasons to be concerned. Inflation's near 40-year highs. Consumer sentiment, according to the University of Michigan, is near multi-decade lows.
Based on what's happening in the broader economy, consumers really should be pulling back and spending, right?
That's Shannon Seery, an economist at Wells Fargo. Thing is, she estimates that consumer spending will rise. That's because so far this year, spending's been pretty resilient.
Households are going to continue to draw down some stockpiled savings. I think they're going to put more on their credit card to facilitate, you know, the most normal holiday season in 2 years.
A normal shopping season doesn't necessarily mean a booming one. Some retailers have reported that sales slowed down late last month compared to the same time a year ago. But Brian Yarbrough at Edward Jones says last year at this time, sales were unusually high.
Because there was all this pre-buying due to concerns around the supply chain in 2021.
Yarbrough says sales this holiday weekend will give us a better sense of how consumers feel about spending. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.